Welcome to the Hidden Potential Podcast. I'm your host, Omer Hargrove. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about five lessons that I learned in this past year of 2023. And in this episode, as we go over these five major lessons from the year, I'm going to talk about why it's so important not to wait too long to act, why you need to make time to connect with people. We're also going to talk about being consistent in small beginnings. We need to talk about the kind of how discipline can bleed over into other areas. And we're also going to talk about how meaningful it is to enjoy what you're doing. At the end of this episode, I'm going to give you three takeaways to be able to help you directly apply what we talked about today in your own leadership. And remember, every week that we come out with a new podcast episode to be able to help you tap into your hidden potential. We do that by giving you practical and mental tools to be able to apply within your ministry and leadership. Let's go ahead and get started with a big thought, and that is every year, people typically like the idea of having a type of reset in their lives through a New Year's resolution. And one thing that I like to do is have an end of the year reflection to look back on and critically think about what lessons I've learned in this past year. And each year, I feel like I'm able to grow as an individual and as a leader while I consider these different kinds of life experiences, and I'm able to use them to shape myself into the kind of person that I want to become. So let's get started by number one, and that is don't wait too long to act. Now, it's incredibly important to count the costs of new ventures, to count the costs of our actions, especially before we jump into certain things. But I find that there were some things that I knew that I needed to do, but I procrastinated too long to actually end up doing them. And the longer that I ended up waiting to do something, the more people ended up being affected by my inactivity. And once I finally acted on certain things that I knew I needed to do, even though I felt super anxious about it, it was abundantly clear after I acted that it was the right thing to do and that I should have just sucked it up earlier and acted at the very beginning. Now, this goes back to a major decision that I had to make this year by asking a certain person to leave our church. And I felt so anxious and uncomfortable by this thing that I never necessarily thought I would have to do. And I put it off for months. I feel like all the way from the beginning of the year, I felt like it was something I needed to do because of so many different red flags, because of so many things that should have been clear to me, but I kept giving the benefit of the doubt and trying to come up with reasons of why I shouldn't do that or why I didn't need to do that. And honestly, every time that I came up with a reason why I could procrastinate and put it off longer, maybe things will change, I felt like the Holy Spirit told me from the beginning of the year, you're only putting off the inevitable. And after I had finally acted, I learned that this person had been blatantly slandering me and our leadership at the church. It is like they had this secret hatred for us as pastors and were not only talking bad about us consistently, but they were throughout this time consistently trying to position themselves in places of handling sensitive information, like our EIN number, like Social Security stuff, and even trying to position themselves with handling money within our church. And it was like so many red flags, and so many people came to me afterwards and even right before that made it abundantly clear that this was a super unhealthy and toxic connection to keep. And the longer that I kept this person, the longer that I postponed my need to act, the more people that were affected negatively by it. It kind of like taught me this big lesson about going with your gut, not saying that you should go by your feelings, but there's certain moments where it's like, even though you don't want to do it, you know that you need to do it. That was a big, major lesson I learned this year. Number two, make the time to connect with people. Most leaders are straight out busy and continuously having things pile up to where their workload seems to never slow down. I definitely felt like that this year, and there were certain moments in which I kept putting off meeting with people and other leaders because I felt like I needed to catch up on my workload before I could go to like this network thing or connect with other people in the church. But the weeks quickly turned into months where still I hadn't met with anyone. And when I finally just threw my hands up and decided to make the time, despite how busy I was, I always ended up being more, it always ended up being a more productive use of my time. I remember there's one single meeting I had with a group of people, and I ended up receiving 3 speaking engagements just from that one group. And others, there's other moments where I was able to establish a greater heart investment with members of my church, and other moments I was able to walk away with unexpected donors. And it was just goes to show that when it comes to people, never underestimate the potential of investing your time in actual people. Busyness will always be available, but people may not be. So again, make the time to connect with people. Number 3, be consistent even in small beginnings. I think a lot of people usually have these good ideas and intentions to do something meaningful, but are usually discouraged when it comes to when it feels like it doesn't seem to have taken off after launching their initiative. The reality is that a lot of things take just time to grow. And if you really want to see something work out, you have to have this understanding that it may take not just a couple weeks, not just a couple months, but even several years to really see the results that you're wanting to see. And it was this year for me that I felt like I was able to see some major success of things that I had started years ago. And I started the year off feeling like it might be the year that I quit or give up on some of these things. And it ended up being the very year that of being the most successful year I've had to date when it comes to numbers, receivables, outreaches, all these things that were connected to these things I kind of wanted to quit on, and ended up being the biggest return the year that I wanted to quit. So again, be consistent even in the small beginnings. Have an understanding that it might take 10 times longer than you're expecting. It may take several years. Number 4, discipline bleeds over. Similar to making time for connection, it's important to learn how to make time for certain disciplines. And it's easy for us to be in the state of constantly being overwhelmed to the point where we neglect taking care of ourselves because we feel like we need to catch up on our work and other things. But the truth is that you will perform better and be more effective with less time if you take better care of yourself. As a simple example for me this year was my discipline of working out. Even though I have this like regular routine of exercising 3 to 4 times a week, there were certain points in the year that I felt like I had to just skip this discipline in order to get more work done. And the results were me feeling just terrible. I actually ended up becoming less productive even though I had more time because of it. And when I decided to just bite the bullet of this time, that's what I'm trying to save is time, and keep my different disciplines in check, I was able to be more significantly productive with less time. And it was just a point where I realized that the disciplines I keep to take care of myself are vital, and I can't neglect those things. And that bleeds over into my work life. And number 5 is do what you enjoy doing. I think that doing what you have to do and doing what you want to do can either be the same thing or 2 completely different things. And for many people, they spend their day doing what they feel is necessary, even though they don't really enjoy it. It's like they work to live, but they don't live for their work. And while this is pretty consistent with the majority of people, I think that actually enjoying what you do for a living is an essential secret to feeling fulfilled in life. And at the beginning of this year, I was offered a job that paid really well. And I could have exasperated myself in taking this job and also still doing what I'm doing now. But I knew that I really didn't want to take this job because I wouldn't enjoy the kind of work that it entailed. But that they kept offering me more money. And there's literally points where I kept, in a sense, making an offer back to them to where they would offer me so much. And I said, well, I think I'd only really consider it if it was this much. And I thought it was an amount that they would never agree to. And they ended up agreeing to it and making this financial offer back to me. And I had to really take time to pray about it and consider my options. And I realized that I just no longer wanted to do things that I didn't want to do. And since I rejected that job offer, and I've only pursued work that I enjoy. And while I've had to create most of the opportunities that I ended up getting this year, and I worked harder than I would normally in a quote unquote normal job, I found it so much more rewarding and fulfilling to do what I enjoy doing rather than just hating what I'm doing and keeping what I enjoy to do on the side. Everything I do, from this podcast, the ministry, the church, they are all things that I genuinely enjoy doing. I look forward to doing. And to where this year I got to a place where I don't do things that I don't want to do. Don't get me wrong. I work really, really hard. My time is completely exasperated, but I love all of the things that I do. I think it's important. One of the most important lessons I learned this year, and it saved me so much mental health by doing that. Now let's end this conversation with three takeaways. Number one, write a list of lessons that you've learned over this past year. Same way I made this kind of list, do one for yourself. Number two, critically think and write down ways that you can apply at least one to three of these lessons that I talked about today in your own life. And number three, do the same thing from takeaway one and two and apply it to your ministry and organization and go over it with your team. Try to be most effective with these kinds of lessons, not just for your life, but for your group. With all that being said, thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. I hope that it was edifying for you and your leadership and that it made a difference in your life. Could you do me a favor? Could you leave a rating and review for this podcast? It really helped me out and help others to be able to see this show in their feed. Until next time, have a great life.